On Tuesday, November 1st, police rushed to a scene of reported domestic assault. St. Cloud Assistant Chief Jeff Oxton says that officers went to the 100 block of 37th Avenue North in St. Cloud after getting a report of domestic assault involving a man and a woman. As they responded to the call, officers found out that the man had a knife and was leaving the area in a vehicle. The vehicle was found around 10th Street and 26th Avenue North. Officers tried to pull the car over, but the driver refused, and it resulted in a police chase. The chase led to a parking lot outside an apartment on 15th Street North, where the man got out and ran away on foot. The woman involved in the incident was taken to the St. Cloud Hospital for her injuries, which were not life-threatening. On Friday, November 4th, investigators from the Central Minnesota Violent Offenders Task Force got a warrant for an apartment in the 400 block of 8th Avenue North because they thought the suspect was inside, and they had identified him as 36-year-old Lazaro Domingo Diaz of St. Cloud. Diaz also had an active felony warrant from the Minnesota Department of Corrections, or DOC. Just after 6:45 p.m., the St. Cloud Police Department SWAT team entered the building along with members of the Violent Offenders Task Force. When authorities first entered the apartment, Diaz hid in a back bedroom. As SWAT officers began their search of the apartment, Diaz jumped out a second-story window and tried to escape. The SCPD canine unit brought down Diaz, and he was arrested. Diaz was taken to the St. Cloud Hospital, where he was treated for minor injuries from jumping out the window and being caught by the canine unit. He was taken to Stearns County Jail to be held with a DOC warrant and is facing charges of fleeing police in a motor vehicle, second-degree assault, and felony domestic assault. Reporting for KBSC News, this is Mitchell Barnhart.